Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it's canning season, and we probably should say food preservation season. The word gets around from, you know, people who say, oh, I have the easiest way to can. I have the easiest way to do something. Or perhaps you go on the internet and you find this information. Well, a couple of things that you need to be careful of. One is it a credible source? And two, is it up to date? So those are things that you can think about when you talk person to person with people, and you can also really question it when you go on the internet. Barb Fuller, our nutrition health specialist and master food safety advisor for Iowa State University, says canning in the oven is not a good idea. It's not safe. One of the things, and we're going to talk about, you know, health as far as safety, but think about you're more apt to have an explosion of jars in the oven, and you don't want to clean up that mess. But more importantly, just because a jar is sealed doesn't mean that the food inside is safe. What happens when you're canning a product, and especially those that are low acid? The temperature on the very middle of the jar needs to reach that above boiling point. And you can only do that with a pressure canner. Even if it's not a low acid, again, that same point is that you need to have the heat evenly distributed throughout the entire amount of food in the entire container. And that doesn't happen when it's put in the oven. Certainly, the jar may seal. And I want to insert here also about jellies, because I just recently received a recipe, an award-winning recipe that for jelly that was 1985, and it says to process it, you know, open kettle, you just put it, pour it into the hot jars, and I've seen it on the internet, you know, just put paraffin over it. No. All jellies are recommended that you process them in a boiling water bath for 5 minutes. So even if you're using an old recipe for jelly, which is okay, you still need to do that final step. Now, how do we know all of that information? Who says so? Well, the University of Georgia is sort of the group that has done all of the research, and they research this very carefully with time and temperature and multiple conditions to give us the most up-to-date information. So, up-to-date information, where do you get that? Well, of course, one of the first stops you can make is at the local extension office, which here in Cass County is located on the fairgrounds. But there is an extension office in every county around us that you could stop by and see them and pick up brochures that give you all kinds of great specific information. You know, how do you can peaches? Those are the ones that are kind of ready right now. How do you can green beans? How do you can tomatoes? How do you freeze any products? Which products are good frozen, and maybe a few that aren't? They may be safe, but they may be not the quality you'd like. What about canning meats and poultry? Yep, some people do that. People who do lots of camping love that canned meat. And some people say it is absolutely the best flavor you can get. So that is possible. And then, as I mentioned, freezing and also, of course, dehydrating or drying is another way to preserve food. So whatever way that you decide to preserve food, if you'd like to do that, the process is to, in some cases, get the moisture content down. The other is to absolutely destroy the bacteria, the mold producers, all those kinds of things. But whichever method you choose, that's what you're trying to do, is either kill or stop the growth of anything that could cause spoilage and illness. So the appropriate steps for any one of those canning, freezing, or dehydrating are important if you're going to go to all that work and all that effort and some expense, then why not do it the best way possible to make sure that that food keeps appropriately and so it will be really good to eat? Well, I started out here a little bit ago talking about where you get information. And the Extension Office, of course, is one of the great ways that you can get information. You can get that printed information, but if you don't want to go to the office, well, you can just go online if you have access to a computer and access any county office. But if you want to copy bulletins, and most of them, many of them, I should say, are free to download from your computer, and you need to go to www.store.extension.iastate.edu. I'll repeat that in a minute. But another source, it's sort of the basic source. Remember I said the University of Georgia is the kind of center of all this information, the most recent research. And so you can go to their website, and that's just UGA, www.uga for University of Georgia. .edu, and then, you know, click ask, search for home canning, home freezing, whatever. And there is also a center, and the same kind of basic information that's through USDA, except some of them have more recipes. If you'd like to do something unusual, again, don't make up your own recipe, because the vegetables and fruits have different densities when you start mixing them together, and it may take a different amount of time. So your homemade recipes are probably not the best thing to do when you are canning. Freezing, hey, go for it. But canning, no, you need to use those tested recipes. Maybe you want to make spaghetti sauce or salsa or some of those kinds of things. Well, there are recipes available for canning. As I say, if you want to freeze them, you can do whatever you want in terms of mixtures, but canning, that's a whole nother matter. So there are many free resources, and they include the basic information. If you don't know how to get started, then there's good printed information on that. Also, if you don't know how to get started, the Cass Extension will be offering, and probably many other counties will be offering, classes on food preservation. We'll be visiting with Kate Olson, the program coordinator here in Cass County, next week, and so we'll get the specifics about dates and how you can do all of that. But if you want to get started, hey, you need to kind of investigate it and see if this is really what you want to do. Another source of information, that this phone number you need posted, I always keep it on my refrigerator. You know, most of us have those little magnetic things we put on the refrigerator. Well, one of the phone numbers you want there is the ISU Extension and Outreach Answer Line. Any home food question that you have, they will have an answer. And if they don't, they will research it, because they have lots of sources. So that number is an 800 number, and I'll give that to you a couple times. 800-262-3804. That is the Answer Line number. And there is somebody there 9 to noon and 1 to 4, but you can also leave a message, and you can, I believe, also email them a question, and they will get back to you. The kind of neat thing is that when you do reach somebody there, it's a live person, so you can have a conversation. You can ask your question, but maybe they'll say something that you want to expand on that question. So there is a home economist there to answer your questions. Again, that is 800-262-3804. That's for the answer line at Iowa State, 9 to noon and 1 to 4. I mentioned earlier Barb Fuller, who is the nutrition and health specialist for Southwest Iowa. You can also contact her, and going online is probably the best way to do that. But she will be the person who will be here to do the canning lessons. So that's another resource. Lots of resources out there. Again, I really recommend that you be sure that you have a credible source and an up-to-date source before you start following them. Another item related to canning is that if you want to do low-acid foods, and green beans is one of the most popular ones, you do need to use a pressure canner. And some people go, oh, I couldn't do that. They all blow up. Well, they don't all blow up. And the only reason they would is if somebody goes outside and forgets to and leaves the heat on, and so it gets way, way too hot. You're creating a non-safe situation. But they are very, very safe. Just follow the instructions. Now, if you have a pressure canner that has the little round metal weight on it, that does not need to be tested every year. Unless you chip a piece off of it, it's always going to be accurate. But probably you would want to check the seal, that rubber seal that's inside the lid. Check to make sure that it's doing well. And you can tell that if you have the pressure canner going and there's steam coming out around the lid, you know that something's not right there. You better have that double checked. However, if you have a gauge that has numbers on it, usually it's the prominent numbers are 5, 10, 15 with little lines in between, that gauge really should be checked every year for accuracy. And the local extension office will do that. Give them a call or bring your lid by, drop it off, and give them a little bit of time. Don't plan to bring it in today, this morning, and canned green beans this afternoon maybe. Give them a little bit of time to get that done. But Cass County Extension Office does test those gauges, so be sure to get that done. We will be visiting with Kate next week and have more information about food preservation. So today, until next time, the biggest troublemaker you'll probably ever have to deal with watches you from the mirror every morning.